You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit in current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. First timer on Ron Siegel Radio, Kristen Messerly, First Home IQ. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are operators standing by.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. This one, I might have a problem with this one. National Write Down Your Story Day. Now, I have trouble remembering what I had for dinner last night, no less writing down my story. Maybe it's an age issue. Children's Craft Day. I have fun with this one. I watch other people. My grandson, 3 years old, he likes the craft. So, but I watch. I guess a voyeur there, I guess. So whatever. Learn about Butterflies Day. Yeah.
It is what it is.
Okay, now we're getting into the serious stuff. Having beaten anorexia, National Potato Chip Day. What are your favorite potato chips? Put it in the chat. Give us a comment in there. And you can't ever go past it. I know it's the nerd in me. Today's National Pie Day. Now, I do spell pie with the E, not without. Although on this date, I guess you're supposed to go without the E. Today is National Pie Day, the mathematics version. Three digits are 3.14. Who knows all the rest of the digits? I know I certainly don't. I did at one point, but as you know, I'm old. I forgot. Where do you get the best pie, though? That's the better part. Polly's for me. Not just because I know the people over there, but good pies. You have a favorite pie store?
No.
No? Polly's Pie.
Oh, Polly's Pie. Okay.
Polly's Pie. Okay, there we go. Hey, let's take a look and see what the markets are doing today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 96 points. The S&P 500 is down 17. The NASDAQ is down 58. Oil is up another $1.40 a barrel. Has it flowed through yet? We'll look in just a second. The 10-year Treasury up 10 basis points. Not good news if you're looking to buy a house. That means interest rates are up. But let's take a look at gas prices just because we can. Here in the formerly Golden State, gas prices are higher than most of the rest of the country. I guess we might even lead the country. I always like looking at this one just because I am envious. And sometimes I have to go do market research. So California, $4.88 a gallon of gasoline is our average. Ow! Hawaii, have you ever noticed how much oil and gasoline they produce in Hawaii? Yeah, they don't. $4.71. It's cheaper to ship it over there than to get it here in the formerly Golden State. Josh is at $4.15 a gallon. That's what they say the average is. We've already determined. For Nevada, you might take off a half a dollar roughly in order to get the real price. So, again, way below what we're paying here in California. And Arian's paying $2.98 a gallon, my loan assistant. $2.98. She's almost $2 a gallon cheaper than we are here in California. But hey, you know something? We can vote Gavin in again. And maybe we can get him in to be the president of the U.S. and everybody can suffer like we do in California. Let's see what's going on in the world today. So watching another, Does it shock anybody, or is it just me or coincidence? You know, you go months and months and months, and maybe years, and there's no issues with Boeing aircraft. You have one door fall off, and now every day we've got something else going on with Boeing aircraft. I will share this with you, just my opinion, is if I was giving out financial advice, I'd be saying buy Boeing Airlines, because the markets, as you know, always overreacts. And you basically have two airplane manufacturers in the world. You got Boeing and you got Airbus. So what do you think is going to happen? Do you think it's going to get resolved? Just throw that out there. Speaking of getting resolved, this might be an interesting issue. Not that we ever talk politics on Ron Siegel Radio, but this is going to get really partisan. Watch what happens. Now, if you watched any of the congressional hearings last week, and yes, I have no life, so I do watch some of those. So you saw that every one of the intelligence individuals, and again, they are U.S. intelligence individuals, they're the heads of these organizations, so you don't give them too much credibility. We've seen what some of them, 51 of them told us that, you know, Hunter Biden's laptop was fake, and now we know that they were the fakes, but I digress. So we heard that TikTok is not a good source, that they're basically... Well, the word that comes to my mind, because I'm a simple man, it's a spy. They're spies for the Chinese government. And in an overwhelmingly bipartisan vote, the House of Representatives says, you know, we got to ban it in the United States or make them divest, make them sell. Now, here's the problem with that. Now, you know, you get that vote, and if you get a overwhelming majority of the House of Representatives to agree on anything, got to be pretty serious. They won't even agree that it's the sun comes up in the east and sets in the west. They agree on nothing, but they agreed that TikTok was dangerous. Well, part of that bill or the that they passed says that, you know, TikTok doesn't have to go away. It just has to be divested from the Chinese Communist Party. Then along comes Steve Mnuchin. Well, I've heard of like three different people now want to buy TikTok. Steve Mnuchin says he wants to gather investors to buy it. I heard that Reddit wants to buy it. Kevin O'Leary wants to buy it. But Mnuchin is going to be the problem. Because that, here again, this is going to be fascinating. Because the president said if this gets to his desk, he'll sign it. Not sure he'll remember he said that, but it is on video. So somebody will play that for him and then he can try and spin it however he wants. But the Senate has to pass this. Now, if you know Steve Mnuchin, he served in the Trump administration. Do you think the Senate is going to pass anything that comes out of a Trump comrade, so to speak? So even though the House says it's dangerous, it'll be fascinating to see what they say in the Senate. Are you using TikTok? I must admit that we are on TikTok. Ron Siegel Radio does have clips on TikTok. Because that's how you reach people. If you remember, about a month ago, we were talking to Mary Gaston. She told us that's where she gets her news. Now, Kristen's specialty is dealing with millennials and Gen Z. Do you find the same thing?
Okay, what's really interesting, we just did a survey with 1,000 millennial and Gen Z consumers, and of Gen Z, that was the second source, top source that they go to for information about buying a home. Like 47%, I think it was, go to TikTok for information about buying a home. So
interesting.
Yeah, I don't go to TikTok. I am an elder millennial, I think is what they call it, and I spend my time on Instagram.
Instagram, okay. So the millennials are going to TikTok.
Millennials and mostly Gen Z. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is Instagram out?
No, Instagram's still at the top of the list.
Oh, okay.
It's still up there. It's just below TikTok for Gen Z, but it is above TikTok for millennials.
So this is fascinating to me, and I'm going to want to talk to you about this throughout the broadcast. The concept of, you know, these different channels or platforms, just because I know this, the history of all of these things. And I want to see if the younger generation still see it the same way. So we'll be able to talk because Kristen does a lot of research in this stuff. She's an expert. I'm just a guy that sits here doing a little radio in the morning. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Why today's seller's market is good for your bottom line. And we're going to learn about what's important to the millennials and the Gen Zers. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsingerradio.com. Facebook.com/ronsingerradio. And miss any part of our broadcast? Shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Ron Siegel Radio. Your home and mortgage connection.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Hey there, friends. Wondering if now is the right time to buy a home? Or are you waiting for a bunch of foreclosures? The facts speak loud and clear. Defaults and foreclosures are down. Sure, we might be headed towards a recession. But did you know? Interest rates typically drop and real estate values often go up during a recession. So what are you waiting for? Higher prices or higher payments? Don't navigate these waters alone. Connect with RonSiegelRadio.com today. That's RonSiegelRadio.com.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you can retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. RSRNoDebt.com.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And every day at this time, OBMMI, they provide the most comprehensive, accurate, timely, and interactive analysis of pricing ever conducted in the mortgage industry, calculated from actual locked rates with consumers across 35% of all mortgage transactions nationwide. They do not tell us APR, points paid, or points received. What they do tell us is the actual locked rate. You don't use an APR to figure out your payment. You use the actual locked rate. So what happened yesterday? 30-year conforming rates, they were up 6.76. 30-year jumbo rates, up 7.08. 30-year FHA rates, up 6.642. 30-year USDA rates, up 6.631. That is for our rural areas, generally no down payment. And the best loan on the market, that's just for those that earned it. You cannot just apply. That would be the 30-year VA loan, 6.414. We love our veterans. So they get if you ever go to do a loan and the loan officer does not ask if you or your spouse have veteran, any military background, if you have served, you or your spouse, get a new loan officer because they're not asking you all the questions that are to your benefit. You're missing a key question. Now, you may say no, which many of us do, but they need to ask that question because otherwise, you know, that's the best loan on the market. There's no question about it. I mean, you look at it right now, the 30-year VA loan, 6.414 yesterday versus the FHA loan, which is what most first-time buyers or many first-time buyers are using, 6.642. FHA adds mortgage insurance. VA doesn't. There's a lot of benefits to that VA loan. And if you want our commentary, every morning we do it about as early as the data allows. You can go to rsrmarketminute.com, sign up. We'll send you out. It's a two-page. Sometimes there's a little bit more because of compliance, but we have to put it on there. But it's a two-page report that I put out every morning as early as the data allows. So let's see what's going on today. Real-time data for you. The S&P 500 is now down 20 points. 10-year Treasury up 10 basis points. Mortgage-backed securities down 34 basis points. Ow! When that happens, that means interest rates are up. What's driving all of this? Well, we got a PPI report, the Producer Price Index. That's used as part of the PCE, the Fed's favorite measure of inflation. And it came in much hotter than it was expected, pretty much double. So inflation may be going back the wrong direction, and the Fed doesn't like that, which means they probably won't reduce interest rates until I told you they would. That's a July, November, and December is just my forecast. July, November, and December. Not that I came up with it. I borrowed it from somebody who had some great information on there. So we're watching that. Retail sales for the month of February rose 0.6%, slightly beneath the market estimates of 0.8%. January figure was already weak at negative 0.8, was revised even lower. Again, this comes out from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, also known as the BS group. So most of their stuff comes out wrong, so we have to wait months to figure it out, and then the market doesn't even report it for the most part. So retail sales were even worse than thought. When removing auto sales, retail sales increased by 0.3%, also beneath the estimates. Jobless claims, which measures individuals filing unemployment benefits for the very first time, fell 1,000, 209,000. Wonder when they're going to have to revise that one, because we already know that a lot of more people are getting laid off than this, although maybe some of them just aren't filing for unemployment. Here's the biggie. Continuing claims are those that continue to receive benefits after their initial claim rose 17,000 to 1.811 million, far less than the 1.9 million readings we've been seeing. But here's the biggie. Now, if you notice, when we talk about a lot of the reports, a tenth of a percent is a major issue, moves markets. But wait, the continuing claims were just revised. They were wrong by 6%. 6%. Thus, my opinion that the BLS should be renamed the BS reports, but they move the markets. So they don't listen to a simple man doing radio in Southern California. That is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. So as you know, I am an old man. And I love learning about things that are going on in the more modern world. Kristen Messerly, Executive Director, First Home IQ. And I don't think, you know, my IQ on a first home is going to be very, very old because I bought my first home. Don't laugh, Kristen. It was in 1984.
Wow, that was before I was born.
That doesn't surprise me. Before a lot of people were born. And it wouldn't surprise you then to know that I paid 18% interest.
Oh, my God. Gosh, wow.
18%.
That's so wild.
Now, you do a lot of research and studies with the millennials and the Gen Z.
Yeah.
What would most of them be saying if we said that interest rates today are 18%?
I think that would be shocking. I don't think people know this, that they ever were that high. You know, I mean, I don't know if I knew that that high.
I know. It's in a history book somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But I love the idea because, you know, you and I were at a conference just recently. And one of the keynote speakers came out and made a comment, and it's appropriate for you. So her comment was that it doesn't matter what I think of the data. It's data.
Right.
It's research. You know, so you can interpret how you want, but here is the research. Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I've spent most of my career doing research on the next generation and their home buying preferences and thoughts and feelings about all of it.
How'd you decide to get into that?
I don't know. I think I was very curious. I started my career as a social worker and I started doing a lot of education, but I needed to make a living and that was not doing the job. So I started getting some gigs, doing some speaking, but like on the next generation. And I thought I need some things to speak about and some things to tell people about. So I started surveying. And that's when, you know, my entrance into the research side of things.
So just for the fun of it, how does that work? I mean, do you just pick up a phone and call these? Because you said before, yeah, 1,000 people. You know, for the lay person like me, I mean, how does that work? Are you up this calling the same 1,000 all the time? No. Or
now I have a much better process than I used to, but now I use a platform called Pollfish, and you can actually get a specific type of person. So I make sure that people across the country are being surveyed across the specific age range and specific demographic, so it reflects the audience and their income range is, you know, all evenly distributed.
So it's all scientific so that you can extrapolate that 1,000 to the millions that are in the real group.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's all, I always do at least something statistically significant, but typically they're around 1,000 people at a time.
Is 1,000 a large number or a small number when it comes to polling like this?
Yeah, it's actually pretty large. You can get statistically significant data with 250 to 300 people
really?
At a time. So yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty interesting. But I want to we try to do 1,000, at least 1,000 a year. So at this point, I've surveyed over 6,000 millennial and Gen Z.
So do you do the survey just once a year, or do you do it throughout the year with different topics? If I came to you and said, you know, Kristen, I want to know XYZ.
Yeah.
Can somebody call you and solicit that?
Yeah, completely.
It's okay.
I do one annual report. And then last year I did some mini studies, one on women, one on Gen Z, one on financial literacy. And so, yeah.
Okay, so tell me a little bit before we dive into some of your research. First Home IQ, what is it?
I'm very excited about First Home IQ. It is a nonprofit focused on delivering homeownership education and financial literacy to the next generation.
So old people like me would have referred to that as home economics. We took it in school.
Yeah.
Right? I don't do that anymore.
Well, I didn't learn any financial literacy in my home ec course, so I don't know. Did you?
Yeah.
How to balance a checkbook.
Yeah, we had to carry for a whole semester. We had to carry an envelope, and it had we had to make sure we paid our utility bill and balance our checkbook. We actually had the, you know, paper ones then.
Yeah.
You know, pay the credit card bill and all, you know, we didn't have cell phones, so we didn't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
We didn't have the internet. Al Gore hadn't invented it yet. But you know, there was home economics, and then there was I forgot what the other one was, where we learned to cook and all that kind of stuff.
That was home ec too, I thought.
Might have been part of it.
I remember cooking and carrying an egg around so that I could learn how to care for a child or something.
Okay, we didn't have to do that. I mean, I know my kids did that one.
Okay.
But they took out the idea of teaching them anything to do about it.
How is this? I don't understand how we're in 2024 and it's not mandated. I mean, it's starting to get there. And I know some bills are up in California to mandate financial literacy in high schools, but it's still so basic that I'm shocked that we have this complex of a financial, you know, landscape. And yet we're just walking into it blindly.
To me, it's pretty pathetic what we're doing to our kids.
Yeah.
And my kids are probably the same age as you. So, you know, in the sense that, you know, they're it's my generation's fault because we allowed this to happen. I kid about our national debt and some of the seniors that say they don't like the national debt. And I say, well, who voted for these people? Right? Yeah. My generation has to take responsibility that you guys don't understand how mortgages work.
Yeah, we all have some responsibility in this.
Right.
For sure.
Right. I mean, so with does First Home IQ go out and teach this in schools, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we do it in three different areas. One is we support educators. We have a full financial literacy curriculum, and we just launched the nonprofit last year, but we've launched the curriculum with a school in Brooklyn and are having conversations with other schools now. And then we have online courses. We also support industry professionals like loan officers and realtors to deliver presentations in their communities through what we call an ambassador program. And then lastly, through media. So we're creating content to bring that education more to the forefront.
And you got to do it on TikTok, otherwise they don't know what's happening.
I know, we haven't started on TikTok yet, and I'm dreading it a little bit.
Yeah, because I don't even know enough about TikTok, but I think isn't it, and maybe you know it, Josh might know it, isn't it just short little clips or something?
Yeah, it's very short form.
So learn about a
people quick.
Learn about a mortgage in 1 minute.
Yeah. And I mean, it's crucial that you do that. We just haven't dipped into it yet.
I haven't done it yet. Okay. Yeah. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the challenges or fears that the Gen Z and millennials face in the housing market. And I think there's maybe some boomers that have some problems there too. So, but we're going to talk about the younger folks. We're going to talk about some financial considerations. How about living downtown or out of town? We'll talk about that as well. Maybe we'll even get some advice. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Ron Siegel Radio, your home and mortgage connection.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you can retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. RSRNoDebt.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by RSRMoney.com, RSRMoney.com. Let's see what we're going to talk about. Today's seller's market is good for your bottom line. Think about selling your house and wondering if now's a good time to do it? Here's what you need to know. Even though the number of homes for sale has been growing this year, there aren't enough homes on the market for all the buyers who want to buy. So what does that mean for you? Keep it simple. It means it's still a seller's market. Here's how it works. A neutral market is when supply and demand is balanced. Basically, there are enough homes to meet buyer demand based on the current sales pace, and home prices hold fairly steady. A buyer's market is when there are more homes for sale than there are buyers. When that happens, buyers have more negotiation power because sellers are willing to make compromises to close the deal. In a buyer's market, sellers may have to do price cuts to reignite interest in their home, and prices may go down. But we haven't seen this for years since there are so few homes available to buy. In a seller's market, it's just the opposite. When the supply of homes for sale is as low as it is right now, it's much harder for buyers to find homes to purchase. That creates increased competition amongst purchasers and can lead to more bidding wars. And if buyers know they may be entering a bidding war, they're going to do their best to submit a very attractive offer up front. This could drive the final sale price of your house up. Now, if you want to win the war, all you have to do is go to RSRPerfectOffer.com. RSRPerfectOffer.com. I will show you in that quick video how to win the bidding war. We got a graph from the National Association of Realtors to show just how deep into the seller's market territory we are. If you're watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv, any of our socials, or the ABC News and Talk AM 1490 FM 98.1 video feed, you can see that normally a buyer's market is more than 7 months of inventory. Neutral market, 6 to 7 months. Seller's market, less than 6 months. Today, we're at a 3 month supply. That's a national number. What does this mean for you? The market is still working in your favor. If you lean on an agent for advice on how to get your house list ready and how to price it competitively, it should get a lot of attention from eager buyers. That means you'll likely get multiple offers and see your house sell quickly and for top dollar. As a recent article from Ramsey Solutions says, quote, "A seller's market is when demand for homes is higher than the supply of homes, and that's still the case right now. If you're planning to sell your house, you can expect to sell it fairly quickly for close to your asking price, as long as your asking price is realistic for the current market," unquote. Remember what Blake Vartanian told us last week. How do you determine if you're in a seller's market or a buyer's market? Because all these things are national. Your house is not a national house. You've got a house that's on a street. If there are no houses on your street for sale, it's a seller's market. If there's one house on your street for sale, it's a neutral market. If there's two or more, it's a buyer's market. Very, very simple, because there's a lot of competition for your buying dollar right there. Bottom line, today's housing market still favors sellers. If you're ready to sell your house, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I am not doing real estate. Have a license. Had it for 9 years, not qualified to use it like many real estate agents. Had to have it for lending. But the bottom line is we can put you in touch with people who do understand what's going on in your market, your neighborhood, your street. All you have to do is call me again, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. That is the real-time real estate segment brought to you by RSRMoney.com, RSRMoney.com. Continue our conversation. Kristen Messerly is with us, Executive Director, First Home IQ. She's the smart one in the room, so she understands. She's done all this research, so she knows what the millennials and Gen Zs are telling her about real estate, finance. Do the younger generations, do they recognize their own ignorance?
Yes, actually half say that they don't feel confident in their knowledge of buying a home, which I would say is probably should be low. So I don't know if they all are recognizing that. You don't know what you don't know, but some of them, yeah. And it is preventing people from moving forward. I think last year in the survey we did, 40% of millennial women said that not knowing where to begin was a current barrier to buying a home. So it's preventing people from moving forward and they're feeling overwhelmed, but they don't know what they don't know.
Now, I don't know enough about the millennial and Gen Z group. In my group, if my wife doesn't understand it, we ain't doing it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, because I don't get a vote in the house.
Well,
I might get a vote in the budget, but I don't get a vote on, you know, she says she wants to live here. Well, that's where we're living.
Also, millennials and Gen Z in general are not wanting to put their trust in an expert. So that was one of the things that's come up consistently in these surveys is that over half say that they don't feel they can trust loan officers to help them make smart decisions about their future. And the same thing is, you know, across all it's all across all sectors. It's not just lending. It's, you know, if you look at media, government, healthcare, whatever, we're losing some trust, you know.
So where are the millennial and Gen Zs going to get that education if they're not going to trust the experts?
Well, they go to social media. Actually, what's really interesting, this year we saw that, you know, friends and family is where people go number one to learn about information about buying a home or personal finance. Not surprising. That was 75%, I think it was. And then right below it was video, like 73% said that they go to video to learn about this. And
but who do they think are making the videos?
I know. But I think it's a combination of experts. You know, it's like, okay, I'm going to take pieces from here, TikTok, whatever. And then I want to make a smart decision for myself. So it's not a bad thing, you know, that we're like moving towards this customer empowerment. The problem is the consumer doesn't feel confident. So then they're just overwhelmed and, you know, not moving forward.
And the irony is those that study this a lot, which, you know, I study it as much as anybody, you realize that some of the stuff you see on some of these social channels are not accurate.
Yeah. And they're not learning what they need to know. So we did we have a First Home IQ quiz that kind of measures your understanding of buying your first home. And the average score across all ages is 57%. So, and it's 20 questions. People don't know. And that's not even accounting for whether they were a first-time home buyer or not.
So we're going to get that quiz from you.
Yes. Yeah. We'd love everyone to take the quiz.
So, and we'll put that in the show notes so you can get it. Cause most people aren't going to remember where to go to get it, but we'll put it in the show notes.
Okay.
And we'll see how many people actually just go and take the quiz.
Yeah. Well, can I say where it is right now?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. firsthomeiq.com/get my score, or even on the homepage, just click take the quiz.
Okay.
But you go to firsthomeiq.com.
Okay. So firsthomeiq.com/get my score.
Get my score.
Yeah. Okay. So go there and do it and share the score. You know what I might do? I might have fun with this, Kristen.
Ooh, great.
So let's see. It means more work for Josh, but what the heck? So what we need to do, Josh, is we need to figure out how we can people share their scores with us. We'll create a little landing page or a little website for it. And the people that'll take the quiz, you know, maybe we'll give you 2 weeks to do it. We'll set up a commercial. Mm-hmm. And the winner will get a trip to – Do we have Cabo in there? I know Cabo or Cancun. We have one of them. We'll give away a trip to Cabo or Cancun. One of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We're gonna give away a trip. Now you don't have to. I don't care what your score is. That's for you. And then maybe you can go to some of the. You said you have some of the educational material on the website.
Yeah. Whenever you take the quiz, then you can access a free course. We have courses from basic money, you know, credit, debt management, all the way through how to buy your first home.
Okay. So what we'll do is we're going to figure out a date that will stop this, and maybe we'll have you come back.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
And we'll put it on our Wheel of Fun. And it looks just like a Wheel of Fortune, but uh-huh. and we'll select somebody to get a trip.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's so fun. So at the end of the quiz, you can put in, it's optional to put in your email address. The only thing we'll send you is information about the course, and that's it. But yeah, then we could also track who takes the quiz from you.
Sure. Well, so we'll get that set up and make sure that we have that quiz available, because it's not, you know, we started Ron Siegel Radio in 2010 with the idea of educating, right? It's not, you know, if I told you that we made money on the show, I'd be lying. So it's not what it's about. It's about educating. And you've got a lot of great material to help educate.
Yeah, we do.
And my guess is that even some of the boomers and old people can learn, just because, is it geared? How young can you be to benefit from this information?
Yeah. So actually we started designing the materials for as early as 16. It was 16 to 25. And then we realized that everybody needs this. So, I mean, even the average score of our first home IQ quiz for 45 years and older, I think it was like 67%. So it's still not great.
Wow.
You know?
Maybe I better not take this thing. Josh, yeah. We're going to have to do this. Skirt around it.
I think you'd do okay, but yeah, then our materials we designed for a younger audience, but it's because it's engaging, it captures people's attention, it's quick, there's lots of quizzes throughout, so it works well for anyone. People in my friends that are 30s and 40s have been enjoying the content too.
So did they tell you what their scores were?
Yes, they're all pretty bad.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
so
have you not been listening to any of the things I do? But yeah.
Well, that's, you know, something that's my family too. They ignore me all the time.
Yeah.
So we've got that in common.
Yeah.
So technology is, from what you've said, that's the key to it right now.
Yeah. I think coming at it from different directions, like however you can reach people to capture their attention in a way that's going to help them feel that they're being guided through the process, because they're no longer just saying, hey, you're the expert, you take me through this. They're saying, I need to be empowered with information.
But so they don't want firsthand information though. Will they go to webinars, seminars?
They will. Yeah. Yeah.
They will.
Webinars still are an area that they find useful.
That's not an intimidating environment.
I think they like to sit back as an observer, and they don't necessarily want to be, you know, chiming in.
So they can go on a Zoom call as anonymous.
Yeah.
And not have it as combative or I don't know if you know the right word. What the heck? But,
yeah.
But the irony is then the information has to be formatted for every platform.
Exactly. I was going to say they might not show up live, but they are going to, you know, people do watch the content. So it's just important that you, yeah, take segments of it, put it on different channels, put the whole thing on YouTube, and then make that available.
So, and this is what I was starting to say in the first segment, and I'll just say it quickly because I can, and Josh already gave me the wrap for this segment, is can't go to MySpace anymore.
I know. I loved MySpace.
Well, you really go back there.
I do. Yeah, that was my first social media platform.
So MySpace. And so wonder what the next one's going to be, because, you know, the old people are starting. Maybe some of the old people go to TikTok, and we know that young people don't want to be where the old people are.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe.
So we'll have to figure out where they're going next.
Yeah, something else.
Josh, do you have it down pat yet? Which is the next one? I mean, we went from Facebook, and then the old people got there and they went to Instagram, and then the old people got to Instagram and they went to TikTok. And
I know. Yeah, that's how it goes.
We'll have to see what's next. Someone's got to create it. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, Borrow Smart and More with Kristen. We're going to learn more about what's going on with the millennials and the Gen Z's first home IQ. We'll talk about that more. You can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Ron Siegel Radio, your home and mortgage connection.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Hey friends, do you dream of mortgage-free home ownership? Are you aware that even if you own your home free and clear, it could still be costing you thousands per year? The Siegel Lending Team can help you generate tax-free income, accumulate family wealth, and maintain ownership of your home. By simply emailing your most recent mortgage statement, you'll receive a no-obligation real estate plan. Learn more by calling 1-800-306-1990 or email me your recent mortgage statement to pear@ronsiegelradio.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of paying rent? Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Do you know qualified folks can potentially purchase a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket? Ron Siegel can help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. If you're tired of paying someone else's mortgage, reach out to Ron today at ronismylender.com. That's ronismylender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. RSRNoDebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to RSRNoDebt.com. RSRNoDebt.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Borrow Smart segment today being brought to you by rsrdebtfree.com, rsrdebtfree.com. If you have more than 2 months' worth of bills, if you can't pay your bills off within 2 months, you need to visit rsrdebtfree.com. If you have home equity, let's talk about debt consolidation. It may be right for you. If you don't have home equity, if you don't even own your own home, but you can't pay your bills off in the next 2 months, give me a call. Again, go to rsrdebtfree.com. We've got a solution for you. Our friend Chris Corrales can help negotiate non-secured debt, even your student loans, not the public ones. We go the different route with public student loans. But if you've converted them to private, yes, SoFi, we're after you. They're not a sponsor, you can tell. But I'll help negotiate those, get them paid off, generally all of it within 5 years. And a lot of times they cut the interest completely out or cut it in half. So rsrdebtfree.com. Continue our conversation this morning. Kristen Messerly is with us, Executive Director, First Home IQ, chatting about educating and understanding the Gen Z and the millennials. So what are their preferences? I like staying away from big cities. I've talked about that many times.
Yeah.
What are the millennials and Gen Zs?
Okay. It's really interesting because I've been doing this for 10 years or so, following the trends. And when I started out, millennials were all about city centers. You know, I mean, we're never going to move to the suburbs. And I was one of them. I was living in downtown LA and I was like all about the being part of the cultural center. And then COVID hit and also millennials got a little older and they realized having a family in downtown is difficult. And anyway, we wanted more space. So
concrete playground is not
shocker.
Fun.
Let's
go out and play football in the middle of Olympic Boulevard.
Yeah. Everyone said, when you get older, you're not going to want this. And I was like, no, you don't get it. But we did eventually decide we wanted to live in the suburbs. Gen Z is not following millennials. And they are starting from the beginning saying, we're not that interested in, at least half of them are saying that they want to live in the suburbs. So they
want to start in the suburbs.
At least they want to end up in the suburbs, that's where they want to live.
Okay.
So, and they're moving that direction. It's really interesting. Gen Z has a very different approach than millennials to housing as well as like career. I mean, they're boundaried. They're a lot more financially conservative. It's very different from millennials.
Are they getting in debt as much as the rest of us?
No, they're more conservative with the, with the debt. So, yeah.
That's, so when we see right now that credit card debt is an all-time high,
Yeah.
It's the older people that are getting into debt, not the younger ones.
Yeah, I think younger people are getting into debt too, but it is, there's more awareness around the fact that, you know, credit cards are there. There's more awareness around it. So,
So they're getting in debt. They just know it, as opposed to someone like me, you know, I'm senile and don't know that I'm in debt.
Okay. Well, what I think is interesting is like Gen Z with careers, for example, they at 5 p.m. and of course we're painting with a broad brush, but at 5 p.m. a lot of Gen Zers are like, don't talk to me, you know, I'm off the clock and now this is my time. And with millennials, they were like work-life integration, so we work all the time and we play a little bit all the time, and it's just all kind of a mix. And so I, you know, that's an example of how Gen Z is just more conservative, I think.
Now, in any of your surveys, do you look into those that want to go back to the office setting or a physical location to work as opposed to remote work, or have you not got into that yet?
I haven't looked into that. That's a really interesting point to look into. I don't know. I'm a millennial and my friends are millennials mostly, and we can't imagine going back into an office. It's a really hard once you've got the work from home, you know, world, but I don't know what Gen Z is thinking. So
interesting. That'll be just a question for you, maybe for your next poll. You know, maybe we could throw some of those in there.
Yeah.
What about student loans? Is it a concern? Are they worried about them? Are they even paying them yet?
Yeah. Student loans are still a big concern. And it's the number four barrier to saving for a down payment. So it's still very high up there and a big challenge.
What does the survey say about the young people their belief on how much they need for a down payment? Or do they?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's really interesting. I knew that people don't know you can put low down payment. But this survey we came back with, 70%, almost 70% said that they thought you needed 10 or 20% down to buy a home. So you think about how many people potentially could be in the market if they just understood that piece of it alone. You know,
it's amazing because that's a scary number.
Yeah.
Right. Because we know our veterans, they don't need anything for down payment.
Exactly. Yeah.
Know, less money to get into a house than it is to get into a lease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in our first time buyers, the FHA program, 3.5%. There's others at 3%.
Yeah. We're also hearing a lot of stuff in the media, and our news feeds are full of people saying homeownership is out of reach. And so, you know, I was just listening to a podcast on the New York Times Daily, or it was a couple months ago, that came out on renting versus owning. And they talk about how owning is throwing away money in a certain way. Like you're putting it into interest, you're putting it into a down payment and all that kind of stuff. And they have some points around it, but we're not hearing the data around the gap between owners and renters and how, you know, waiting to buy a home when you could buy is actually, you know, really detrimental. And so
that's kind of the mission of First Home IQ, is to tell people, you know, hey, you can be wealthy.
Yeah. And, you know, and finding the foundation you need in order to get to that place. A lot of people just feel like it's so out of reach. And so I'm not even paying attention to it.
That's a scary thought, especially, you know, we've done some shows on Ron Siegel Radio about the idea that, you know, if you're in your early 20s and buy a house, we can actually show you how to retire at 45.
Wow. Ugh.
Right? Can you imagine?
I wish I'd known this.
Right? I mean, you go and buy a house with next, and it's a real simple process. And I think I've got about a minute to talk about it. But you go and you buy that first house or condo, put down as little as possible, refinance it in 3 to 5 years, take out as much money as you can, probably leaving 20 to 25% in equity, go buy another primary residence, and do that for the next 15 years. You've got, but never, don't sell the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Do that for 15 years. Now you've got 4 or 5 properties that someone else is making the payment on all of them, right? So there's your financial plan.
Yeah, that's huge.
Right. And, you know, if we can get that message out, maybe you can help get that out. You know, our young people could be retiring and enjoying life a little more.
And I think people don't realize you could qualify for a home based on roommate income as well, you know? And so people think that that's just so far out of reach with the down payment and the monthly payment. But it really isn't.
There's strategies. And one of my favorite lines, strategy beats rate always. But the shame is we've got to get to a point where those of us in the media have some credibility with the millennials and Gen Z, which you just told me that I'm wasting my time here because the young people aren't listening.
We're listening. We're just listening with a skeptical ear. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, they tell us in Washington that if we say the same thing over three times over, people believe you.
Oh, I think it takes longer than that.
Yeah. Look at Adam Schiff. Okay. He's still telling people that. But that's a whole different story. I appreciate you coming in. We're going to have you come back and continue our conversation and try and get some education out to the younger people and help them accomplish the dream of American of home ownership and financial security.
Yeah.
Well, I love the idea that you're teaching people.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the opportunity to share that. And love what you're doing.
And we're gonna get the information on how to take that quiz, how to maybe win a trip. You can reach me anytime again, as we ask always. Set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Again, thanks to Josh and Sean for engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or going to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
I think I'll just call it a day. Something tall.